Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
8:16, it's Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis on this here, January 1st of 2018. Lots going on, and I hope you're having a great New Year's Day. I want to welcome on in Ovita Wiggins, and very much appreciate your covering for Maryland, covers Maryland for the Washington Post. Ovita, how are you? Going to talk about a lot of things regarding Maryland. First of all, there's a whole bunch of new laws that are taking effect today. And I want to start out with, though, with the very important governor's race. This is fascinating. I've been reading up on this. We got current Republican Governor Larry Hogan. He's running for re-election. Now, we know that Maryland leans left. Hogan has essentially kept his distance from President Trump. Do you think that's going to help him or hurt him in his reelection bid?
Hi, good morning, and thanks for having me. Definitely, Governor Hogan has kept his distance from Trump, but there's no doubt about it that Trump will play a major role in this next election. As you said, Maryland is mainly a blue state, but Hogan is the governor, and yet there were a number of Democrats who voted for Hogan at the time in 2014. What the eight candidates, and there are eight who are currently in the race, are trying to remind those Democrats that Hogan is indeed a Republican, and that he's a Republican, and that he possibly could support Trump. They have, during this campaign race, at so many times raised times in which Hogan has not forcefully spoke out against Trump.
Yeah, and governors, of course, we know they are in a kind of a precarious position as it relates to President Trump. We all know that. When he was elected in 2014, generally speaking, of course, what were the major issues that he ran on, and has he fulfilled, Governor Hogan, has he fulfilled those promises?
Sure. He ran on cutting taxes. He ran on reducing regulations. And he indeed, just on December 31st, announced that he had reduced the number of regulations to increase the number of employers coming to Maryland. He wanted to make sure Maryland was open for business. On Friday of last week, he announced that he had cut 647 regulations. And in terms of the taxes, he's reduced tolls. So he has shown that he's tried to live up to the promises that he made in 2014.
Now, just yesterday, the Baltimore Sun came out with a story that basically said that Governor Hogan's new plans to fight crime are discriminatory against African-Americans. Several of the highlights, this story reads, several of the highlights of his strategy include a new council on gangs and criminal networks comprised of prosecutors and police with no advocates for defendants, a new shared criminal intelligence collaborations, the use of various agencies to police Baltimore, additional parole and probation officers, aggressive warrant sweeps, and, as they say, most troubling, they report new legislation to increase or add mandatory minimum sentences and assure that sentences are always served to their fullest extent. Now, we know that Baltimore has had a lot of problems. There's no denying that. Mm-hmm. What's been the reaction in Baltimore and in Maryland to Governor Hogan's plans to fight crime?
Well, obviously, as you described, his plan is it's tough on crime. In the city, the mayor has proposed a much different type of plan. She has proposed more long-term suggestions, for example, housing, increasing the amount of money for education. So there has been this rift between the two somewhat in regards to how to approach crime. Their feeling is that his suggestions are more short-term. versus long term.
You mentioned there's a wide field of Democrats. Eight, you said. Which of these candidates do you think has the best chance of winning against Hogan? And what issue or issues? And I do realize you're a reporter for The Washington Post, so you may not necessarily be able to comment on that specifically. But what are the issue or issues that will separate the pack in the primary?
Well, right now, polls are showing. Of course, it's very early in the race.
But, very early, yes.
But the early polls have shown Prince George's County Executive Rashawn Baker holding an advantage against Governor Hogan. Obviously, as we said before, Maryland is a blue state, and Prince George's County Executive Rashawn Baker is a former legislator. He has been the county executive in Prince George's County, a heavily African-American jurisdiction, and his polling shows that he would likely be the strongest contender against Hogan. There's also Ben Jealous is in the race. I mean, not to say that he would match up well against Hogan, but the other thing that he has distinguished him is that he has gotten a number of key endorsements since he entered the race. He's gotten endorsements from Senator Bernie Sanders, which also from a key labor union, SEIU and Our Revolution and Progressive Maryland. So it appears as though he's getting key endorsements from the left, should I say.
Do you see the governor's race? Do you think this is going to be gloves coming off, really vitriolic language between the candidates, not only in the primary for the Democrats, but also once there is a candidate for the Democrats, once that person is elected in the primary? Do you see this being a really dirty campaign? What kind of a campaign are you predicting?
Well, I think that we'll know better once we see the campaign reports at the end of January. At that point, we will know what the Democratic primary will shape up like based on how much money the Democrats who are currently in have raised and whether there will be eight when we get to June. It likely a lot of people are saying that it will probably be down to four candidates in June. And in terms of, Governor Hogan has raised a great deal of money so far. The last reporting this year, he had already had $5 million in the bank. So I think that it has the potential to be a dirty, turn out to be a dirty campaign by the general election, because there's a lot on the line.
There certainly is, and that's why we had you on this New Year's Day. You have a great morning. Ovita Wiggins covers Maryland for The Washington Post. I very much appreciate your commentary. Yeah, that's going to be a fascinating race to watch, and we'll certainly do that right here on 105.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQBar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.